This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
What did I tell you? To be a dummy crat, you gotta be a hypocrite and a liar. Barack Obama and his Doge man, Joe Biden. Great good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful Friday, March 14, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, broadcasting today from what is the United States of America. I can prove it. We have a president who actually loves America. And it's the place where the brave, like the men we honor today, men we lost. Brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality, and the soon-to-open nightclub Sergei's on Linden Street, Scranton. Paul Basso, late of Colorado, but from Wilkes-Barre. Joseph Katkowski, Pottsville, formerly of Covington Township. Andrew Belendi, Scranton. Conrad Sonny Kelechawa, Dixon City. Francis Trickle, the Abingtons. Alan Kessler, Milton. And Frank Pugliese, West Wyoming. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, indispensable founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something to be controlled by government or government officials. Our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Yeah, they could lie, but that's freedom. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show will always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And yes, we intend the double entendre there. And so with our commitment to common sense, we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you a sanctuary of sanity when you listen to Barack Obama and Joe Biden and their Doge efforts. You just scratch your head. Yes, you need the sanctuary of sanity, and we warn you, it's not a safe harbor for stupidity. We will not suffer fools gladly. And we tell our Democrat friends out there, you don't have to change your party. You've got to change your party. It's in Looneyville. It's a disgrace. It's sickening. Please remember that. All right. So, so many things. I didn't get my Wall Street Journal this morning, and I didn't get online to look at it. But I'll tell you, everything is moving pretty much where Donald Trump said it would, and pretty much where logic said it would. So I'm going through Facebook this morning. I don't know if I could find it because I've got a lot of friends. We have always hovering around 5,000. You know, people cancel, people die, people get off Facebook, all of that. And so we look and we see this. I see WILK. And I'm like, I wonder who posted this. Well, I see it's Nancy and Jason. And I want to tell you, it's this insane stupidity about Donald Trump being an asset or an agent of Putin. And I looked at it and I'm going, not only is this embarrassing, it's stupid. It makes us look incredibly stupid. And I just want you to know, I'm not big on posting stuff. I just am not. But when the morning show posts something, please know it has nothing to do with this program. Nothing. Because they're just like all of the lefties, they're getting more idiotic, not less idiotic. You would think that they would try to search for some level of normalcy. But literally, they're literally posting things that say, here's the post. Trump acts like a Russian asset, and his behavior towards Ukraine has been terrible. Listen here. I'm like, no, I'm not listening here. That's too stupid. I can't even spend a part of my day thinking about this. So just so you guys know, and I wrote on there, I have nothing to do with this stupidity. Zero. I love them. It's more Nancy posting it than Jason, but I love them both. But the idiocy of the left, the idiocy of the morning show's political opinions, I don't want any association with them. Please don't give me any association with them. Okay? I like them. They're my coworkers. But, man, it just gets dumber and dumber and dumber and more insane. So just know that. I don't want any association with this program and the common sense opinions we provide every day, all day, with backing, by the way. So just be clear on that for me. I'm tired of defending it. I'm not even talking. I'm not interested. Not interested in stupidity. We can't have time for stupidity. There is no time. Like, there's not enough time. There's so many things going on. And fortunately for the country, Trump is doing so many things that it's a fun time in America. It's an incredibly productive time. More to come, by the way. One of the things that happened overnight, and I was sending it to our gang, Representative James Comer. He's been looking into a group, and this is one of the main Democrat fundraising groups, Act Blue. And it appears, this is of a piece with what I've been telling you about, that the government is giving money to their political supporters. And these political supporters are kicking back part of it to the politicians, Democrats, who support them, the establishment. And everybody's making a ton of money off your money. Your money, not theirs, yours. And ActBlue, which has been the Democrats' golden goose of fundraising, it's got all kinds of dark money in there. let me tell you what they were doing. They were finding names and Social Security numbers. And they were they're getting money from we don't even know where. Very possibly and realistically foreign money. And this is one example. They're laundering it through individuals. There's a woman by the name of Carrie Alberti. That's a woman now. She's an 80-year-old woman from Richmond, Virginia. She lives in a rent-controlled apartment, $2,000 a month. She's on Social Security. In the last 500 days, just one woman, made $22,619 donations, totaling $800,397. Now, she's doing it on a credit card. So ActBlue, which has been conducting criminal activity for a long time, laundering money from God knows where, on behalf of Democrat candidates all over the country. And this ActBlue may be exposed. There's George Soros foundations that are doing the same exact thing. And they're all benefiting. They don't care if they give the money to the Democrats, because the Democrats are giving them right back. Like the $2 billion to Stacey Abrams and her group. Like this group's the $7 billion, the Climate United Fund. It's a circle jerk. It is corruption at the highest level we have ever seen. And a guy named Benny Johnson, who we quote on this show now and then, we play some of his stuff, he did the interview with James Comer. And it's going to start coming out, and there's an actual Justice Department that will look into illegality on the left. So we may get somewhere. I'm not saying we will. I'm not guaranteeing it. But we just may. I can't emphasize enough what this conglomeration of leftist and establishment organizations, nonprofits, and all the rest has done. See, they say they're for democracy. No, they're not. Act blue. Really? Yeah, they are acting blue. Corrupt and disgusting. And they're probably breaking the law. And my prayer is that they get prosecuted for it. And I'm not normally for that kind of thing. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Caro, WILK. Let's hear from our great sponsors. We have a little history, a little music, and more. I had to let them get to that, right? Murph tells us this date, 1956, the movie Rock Around the Clock, starring Bill Haley, premiered in Washington, D.C. It was the second movie to include the song Rock Around the Clock, the first being The Blackboard Jungle a year earlier. And the invention of the cotton gin, no small feat, by the way. It industrialized cotton picking and cotton production and made us a world power in that respect. All right, Eli Whitney. Hey, just a mention. Brian Hughes, our guy, our news guy, he's a Knight of Columbus. And I want to remind you, Knights of Columbus from St. Anne's Basilica on St. Ann Street today, right? March 14th. They've also got one on the 28th and another on the April 11th. So every other week during Lent, they've got beer-battered cod, french fries, tartar sauce, and a drink. It's going to be served near the state St. Anne's food stand up there. 5 to 8 o'clock. It's 10 bucks. You kind of give them more than 10 bucks. Give the Knights of Columbus more than 10 bucks, would you please? Because you're, I think we'd be ripping them off if we did that. So that's today. Everybody knows where St. Anne's is. St. Anne's Street. You'll see them. I don't know if they'll have, to ask them if they're going to have their uniforms on or not. But, yeah. Somebody texted in, Bob, I was upset when I heard that Elon Musk is losing so much money and his business is taking a hit because of his association with Trump. I agree with what he's doing and support all of Trump's agenda. Hope he doesn't back out. I don't think he will. I don't think he will. He has what they call FU money, to be vulgar about it. And but now, you don't want to see your company go down, because if the stock price keeps going down, it'd have serious issues for all of their financing. It gets complicated, but you're right. He's facing major business headaches by helping the country. That's what bothers me the most. And so LTS back at you. They said also very disturbing the protests at Trump Towers. The fact that they got in there, and remember what they did? They covered up their protest clothing, and they snuck in dribs and drabs. I mean, many years ago, but I mean, I would always stop at Trump Tower, you know, back in the 90s and all that, and just go in and look at it. It was a marvel. And that's what they did. They filtered into there, and eventually they had to pull them out. And I think of what they're doing. Please think of what they're doing. They're protesting for murderers. It's insanity. It's insanity. All right, now here's a stupid person, and I hate to say that because you're listening. They say the only thing disgusting is what happened on January 6th. Now Democrats are trying to save the country. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. You're dumb. You're a dumb person. I'm sorry. So I want you, I know within you, you have the capacity to be better than this stupidity. Please try to be. We'll take a break. We'll come back with our veterans tribute after this. Our veterans tribute brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality, and opening this coming Thursday, Sergei's. It's right beneath the incredible restaurant Atera 519 at 519 Linden Street, Scranton. Lower level. One of the neatest nightclubs you're ever going to see anywhere. And the action starts Thursday for real. I had a chance to go there parade day. You'll love it. Our first veteran of the day, of the hour, Alan Kessler. He was a veteran, a Merc retiree. He enjoyed traveling. He was 89 when he passed away January 3rd. He was from Milton. He was born in Danville, graduated from Danville High School, and later from Bloomsburg State Teachers College. He received his master's degree in teaching from Montclair State Teachers College, Montclair, New Jersey. He taught business education in Jersey, 62 to 76. He came back to PA, where he was employed by Merck Pharmaceuticals as a chemical operator. That's where he retired from. He proudly served this country in the United States Army in Germany. Alan Kessler survived by his wife of 63 years and the love of his life, Betty Marie. They were married in 1961. He was a member of the Pine Street Lutheran Church in Danville. He'll be remembered for being a good man. Can't say anything better about somebody than that. He enjoyed a simple life and spending it together with his wife. In addition to her, he survived by his son, two grandchildren, and other relatives. Alan Kessler. And this one, we have a special. Frank Pugliese. He was from West Wyoming. And his niece, Roxanne, wanted to talk about him and wanted him tribute. He served us in the United States Army Reserve. He was only 73 when he passed away. And Roxanne is with us. Roxanne Yanello, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm so happy you brought your uncle Frank Pugliese to our attention. Tell us a little bit about him, would you please?
He was a wonderful man, all family-oriented, loved his friends, loved being around his family and friends. He enjoyed muscle cars, cigars, the Italian club in Pittston. He just really was an all-around great man, always there for everyone when you needed him, just a call away. Favorite recipe, family recipe, just anything for anyone. He was always there for advice, anything you needed.
What did Frank Pugliese do for a living?
He did a lot of different things. He worked in the health care field for many years, Allied Services, Riverside Rehab. Recently, he retired from Wyoming Area School District. He was maintenance there. So
he was a member of the United States Army Reserve and served us there. What? Tell us about, did he have, was he married? Did he have family? Did he have children?
He was married to his wife, Janet, and he had a stepdaughter, Caitlin. He didn't have any other children, but he was extremely close with all of his nieces and nephews. He was more like a father to them, and great nieces and nephews. So very, very family-oriented. Family, it's going to be very different for holidays now without my Uncle Frank.
When did we lose Frank Pugliese, Roxanne?
2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we may be able to even have a separate tribute to him as part of our normal. I didn't get I go through the obits, and we're a couple of months behind, but I appreciate so much that you took the time to call in about your uncle, Frank Pugliese. He was from West Wyoming, and
yes,
he
Pittston
served in
originally.
The Army. Yeah.
Pittston originally, but he lived in West Wyoming for a while. And I just wanted to give him the honor that he most definitely deserves. This world is going to be a much darker place without him. And he is in a better place now, but we will definitely miss him. We'll all feel the loss.
Well, thank you, Roxanne, on behalf of your family. You represented them well, and just happy to hear more about this particular veteran, Frank Pugliese, your uncle. Thank you.
Thank you for giving him that honor. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, will return. Nice. Murph says this date, 1958, the first gold record awarded to Perry Como for his hit, Catch a Falling Star, that song. Bob Cadaro back with you on the eponymous program. Bulldog wanted to play that song for some reason. And, you know, there was a song, a show. It was on at the same time, well, it was on Friday nights, the same era as Saturday Night Live when it was good. But it was on Friday night, and I forget what it was. They were all Canadians, but it was John Candy, that whole gang. They were hilarious. And I can never think of Perry Como without one of the things they did. They said they had a fake commercial. And they had Perry, a guy looked like Perry Como, laying in bed. They say, Perry Como's back, and he's more relaxed than ever. He's laying in bed singing. I don't know why that always comes to mind. What was the name of that show on Friday nights? Man, What the heck was it? Oh, by the way, somebody texted in, one of our great listeners. I knew Frank Pugliese for the past 25 years. He was a great person, both professionally and in life. A great friend. LTS, thanks. No, thank you. Appreciate it. Scott says LTS. I say LTS back. He said, they say January 6th was so devastating and rocked our country to the core, and it will always be with us. How come they went back into session that afternoon in the same building and the same seats? What a joke. I know it. I know it. Let's go to Lenny from Hazleton. Lenny, how are you? Lenny. Did we lose you, Lenny? I'm hearing nothing. Lenny? Lenny, are you there? All right. Bulldog, I had to put Lenny back on hold. Check and see if he's there. Well, I want, you know, he doesn't call all the time, so we'd like to talk to him. Bill from Pittston, how are you?
Second City TV.
I got a bunch of texts on that. Thank you, audience, and thank you, Bill. Yeah, Eugene Levy, Second City. Mark from Trips Park, one of them. Yeah, Second City. It was really funny.
It was better than Saturday Night Live. And the guy, when Como would sing, they'd say, he's so relaxed you think he's dead.
And I think of Second City. Well, I was playing football at the time in college. And so you had a curfew. So we'd go back, and I don't think it was on at 11 o'clock. So you'd go back and you'd watch that before you went to sleep. Second City TV, very good. Thank you, everybody.
They had two really good they were all good. But I love the stuff with John Candy. They did a take on Leave It to Beaver, where Beaver gets ticked off at Eddie Haskell. So Whitey hands him a gun so he can shoot him. And then Wart's pouring whiskey on his cornflakes and his wife's running off with Fred Rutherford because Lumpy threw himself in front of a train.
And by the way, wasn't that the show they came up with, making fun of the Canadian accident? Yeah.
Yep. Somebody blow you up real good. The other one was Edith Prickly, and they did Gangway for Miracles, where she played, what's her name? Andrea Martin played Edith Prickly, this really crazy woman with wild glasses, and she's going to Helen Keller, played by Catherine O'Hara, and to make her go become good again, to be a good kid, she goes in the boxing ring with her, and they go at it for like 3 rounds.
It was good stuff. Jersey Devil says LTS, Second City Television. Yeah, that was fun. Yep. Somebody said the best was John Candy as the Beaver. I don't remember that.
Oh, yes. That's the one I was talking about, Ward pouring alcohol.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. Funny stuff.
They were just hilarious stuff. And John Candy played Mr. Science. He'd be drunk, hungover on a couch, and the kids would come up to him, and he'd say, let me tell you something about combustion. He pulls a cigarette out of the ashtray and lights it up in front of the kids. I mean, you know.
Great talent, honest to God. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it, my friend. Lenny from Hazleton, you're back. Do I have you?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
I just want to tell you about what you said about Nancy and Jason. Bob.
Well, no, I don't want to go on. I don't want to go in because they're friends of mine, and it's my station, and I understand it. I just want to disavow any stupidity.
Well, I don't blame you saying that, because I've been after her for 10 years. She hates Trump so much, and the guy that was on with her before, he didn't hate him. I don't know if you remember
Webster,
his name.
Sure.
Well, he was different. But she's got this other guy.
But
no,
Lenny, I'm not going to go into that. Not on the air. I'm not going to go into that on the air.
I don't want to get into it either. I just want to tell you that you're doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now
I saw Trump 4 or 5 times, and he's the greatest president that we ever had.
You went to the rallies, Lenny?
I went to rallies. Yeah, me and my buddies.
Nice.
Okay, and we're with him. I used to see him years ago when he owned the Trump Plaza, many, many years ago in Atlantic City.
Uh-huh.
I used to talk to him. because he'd go for dinner there at nighttime.
He's a real guy. He's a real person. That's for sure. Right, Len?
He loves his country, and you know that.
Amen. Amen.
There's a lot of things he says, but his policies, there's nobody like him.
Amen.
You know?
Thank you, Lenny. Appreciate it, my friend. We'll be back after Bloomberg. That's Elvis. Murph tells us Elvis Presley's album for LP fans only was the first album to not have the entertainer's name on the cover, front or back. That was this date, 1959. That's All Right is the song. Hey, are you guys like me? I'm big on St. Patrick's Day, but having done the parade, last Saturday, almost a week ago, I'm forgetting Monday's parade or St. Patrick's Day. And I always enjoyed the day more than the parade day. But I don't know if it's going to happen. I got to pick up my bulldog on, or my bull mastiff, Chauncey, on Monday. Well, I'm not going to take him to a bar. So I don't know. I'm sort of unclear what the St. Patrick's Day will bring. Years ago, and probably for at least 20 years, maybe more, I would meet my friend Tim Early, the late, great Tim Early, his brother Jack Early, and Dennis McAndrew at McMullen's. And that bar, that great bar, is no longer there, unfortunately. We never really reestablished a new tradition, because then I went to prison for 8.5 years. And so it sort of broke things up. But I have no plans for St. Patrick's Day other than, and I cannot wait, getting my bulldog. Sunday, I think I've told you, I am beyond excited about this. They're having a birthday party for Marine and combat veteran of the Korean War, Joe Barna. And Cutie and I are going down to celebrate with him. I'm over the moon excited about it. I really am. And I never mentioned where I'm physically going to be, but I think it's at a Legion or a VFW, which is, to me, that makes it even more beautiful. So I'm looking about it. Somebody said, sorry, but ditto about those posting on Facebook. It makes you look like a left-wing propaganda station to the world. I know. It's too bad. I don't know. The trolls, they just continue. It gets exhausting. Sometimes it's amusing. And the only time I actually read what they say is when it allows me to make a point that I wanted to make. Because their texts are so stupid and disjointed from truth, fact, and reality, which you actually think they're kidding. Like when I read that Facebook post that Nancy put up under WILK, I thought they've got to be kidding here. It's got to be satire. This is Babylon Bee stuff. Oh, no. It's what it is. I don't know, but it's okay. They're fine people. Hey, so as we head to the top of the hour, I would mention to you that I want to mention this again. Oh, one final note on this before we get to the top. I didn't want to forget about it. The eclipse. Who saw it last night? Vince the Pizza Prince sent me a gorgeous picture. It was a touched-up picture. And then a couple people posted on Instagram and Facebook. They posted stuff with a picture of the blood. It's called a red blood moon, not a blood moon, because that's a separate thing. But I, you know what? I forgot about it. Cutie and I went to bed. We were watching a new show called Paradise. It's about this community that's created after some sort of cataclysmic life-ending event on Earth. I don't know if it was a nuclear war or what it was, but probably was. And then they create this society underground, which is artificial in every way. And it's okay. It's good. It's worth watching. But Anyway, I missed the darn thing, and especially having Vince on to talk about it. I was excited for it. And I will assure you, well, no, actually, I don't even know if I was up at 3 o'clock. You know, how you wake up during the course of the night. So I don't know. I missed it, and I'm not happy about that fact in any event. Bob Cordaro, WILK, the eponymous program. And a reminder for the top of the hour, we'll mention it again later, Fish Fry, Knights of Columbus, St. Anne's Basilica on St. Anne Street in Scranton today. We'll mention the other dates, but every other week they're going to do a fish fry. Now, I'm going to tell you, and they're serving it where, you know, where you go for the food and all that when you go to the St. Anne's Novena. $10 per meal. I don't know how they're making money, but let me say this. That's a bargain. That's a huge bargain. You know that. And it benefits the Knights of Columbus, the great Knights of Columbus. We'll take a break for the news with Brian Hughes, the aforementioned Knight of the Columbus. We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.